Remix. Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So baby give me that and let me get that. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they say I'm ready? It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. Bounce, 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 bounce. Now it's like murder, she rolled. Once I get you out them clothes, privacy's on the door, but still they can hear you screaming more. Girl, I'm feeling what you're feeling, no more hoping and wishing. I'm about to take my key and stick it in the ignition. So give me that, let me get that. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they saying I'm ready? It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. Crystal popping in the stretch navigator. We got food everywhere, as if the party was catered. We got fellas to my left, honeys on my right. We bring them both together, we got juking all night. Then after the show, it's the
after party.
Yeah.
Then after the party, it's the hotel lobby.
About four, you gotta
clear the lobby.
Then yeah, take it to your room and
somebody.
Can I get a
toot-toot?
Can I get a
beep-beep?
Running her hands through my fro,
yeah,
bouncing on 24s.
Come on,
why they say I'm ready?
It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen.
Mama ruling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. Hot and fresh out the kitchen,
yeah.
Mama ruling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum,
yeah.
I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun.
Girl, we off in this G. Morgan windows up, lost in the radio. In the back of my truck, bouncing up and down, stroking round and round to the remix. We just bugging it out.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Russian roulette. poker face.
Woo! About watching anything on streaming or going to a theater, but unless we check in with our friend Juju Green beforehand. Juju is here to fill us in. He's got new material, new meat for us to discover. Hi, Juju. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I do have new meat.
Hello.
Very juicy meat.
Well, hello.
We got some juicy meat. Mm. All right. Where do you want to start?
I got to start with this one movie that I just saw, and it's flying under the radar right now. But, guys, this is a hell of a movie, a great movie. It's the return of Matthew McConaughey to the big screen in 6 years. It's The Rivals of Amziah King. You can watch this one in theaters. And this movie has so many genres, but it all works so well. Do you guys know how dark and competitive and mafia-like the beekeeping industry is?
Ooh, well, it what? Is.
Never heard of that.
I love it.
Really?
It is absolutely competitive, and I was shocked. It's about a man played by Matthew McConaughey whose foster daughter returns, and he shows her the ways of beekeeping. But he has a bunch of rivals that are willing to do a lot of crazy things to steal his bees, to make sure he's no longer living, to do all these things in order to make the money from his honey. So it's crazy. It's insane. But it has heart. It's very hopecore, but it's very dark. There's murder. There's a lot of things that go on in this movie. And bluegrass music is so beautiful. And I started listening to bluegrass because of this movie, because he plays a banjo most of the time. Wow. So I would say The Rivals of Amziah King is probably going to be the best movie that you watch in the theater this weekend. It comes out this weekend.
Wow. Of course, he was playing his banjo with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show doing some bluegrass the other night. Look at that.
It didn't sound great.
The Rivals of Amziah King. Now, that is in theaters?
When? That is in theaters. In August 14th, this weekend. So, yes.
Okay. Perfect.
You can watch it right now. yes. And also, he will be on our podcast, Get Reckless, Try Goofy. So, look for that episode this weekend as well.
Good going.
Yeah. He was a great hang. Great talk. Great guy. I love his accent. Next movie is on Netflix. You guys have probably already seen it. It came out last week, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it. So I'm bringing it up in case you haven't seen it. It's called The Last House. The Last House, starring Wagner Moura and Greta Lee. And it is basically a movie about COVID with monsters in it. It's essentially about this family who get locked into their house by this entity, but it's not just them. It's their entire neighborhood, possibly the entire world. And the thing that's keeping them inside is the rain and the water outside. So they end up getting locked into their house, not just for a couple weeks, not just for a couple months, but for a couple of years. Ooh. So you're watching this family survive in one house for a couple of years and how they're trying to get food, survive, not go insane, while also dealing with the entities that are outside. So The Last House is one of those movies that's a good watch on a Saturday with your friends, with your fam, and it reminds you of a not so kind time of 2020. Ah.
Mm. Well, you know, this is making my anxiety levels screech to the top. I saw the previews for it. It looks like it's a very creepy film. Mm.
Do you want your anxiety levels to go higher? There's a dog in the movie as well.
Oh no.
Juju, does the dog live?
If they kill the dog, do they kill the dog?
In the movie. The dog is in it. That's all I will say.
Oh, damn you.
Oh, no. God,
I'm out.
No, okay.
You're locked in now, ain't you? This next movie, also in theaters, came out last week, and we have been lovingly referring to it as the Purge sex movie. One Night Only is a movie that mixes The Purge with, you know, a rom-com. And it's called, it's essentially existing in a world where you can only have premarital sex one time a year. It's illegal to have sex premaritally. And these two people meet each other and they fall in love and they want to have sex. But they live in a purge society where they can't do that. So how do you start a relationship by only having sex one time a year, but you don't want to get married? It's One Night Only. So I would check that one out.
Interesting.
It's in theaters.
Sounds like being married, more like.
A little bit.
If you want to get some believability in your movie, right? You got to suspend your disbelief for this one. All right, this next one. And this one is a very close one to my heart. And I'm glad that everyone will get a chance to actually see this the way I've always wanted to see it. The movie is called Your Name. It is an anime film. It's getting its 10-year anniversary re-release this weekend that you can watch in theaters. This is, guys, listen, are you ready for this? This is one of my four movies that I consider perfect. There's Shawshank Redemption, there's Her, there's E.T., and there's Your Name. And this is getting a 4K re-release in theaters. It is a body swap romantic comedy about two teenagers in Tokyo. And they swap bodies four times out the week, and they don't know why. The animation is beautiful. The music is so beautiful. So beautiful, in fact, that 2 days after watching the movie, I went out and bought a piano just so I can learn the score.
How did that go for you? Did you learn it?
God, did you learn the score?
If I could pick up this camera, I can show you that I did learn a couple of songs from the movie.
Well, wow, that's a movie that really hits home. By the way, Your Name is getting 98% at Rotten Tomatoes. They're loving it over there.
It is a perfect film, if you ask me.
Can I ask, what makes a perfect film?
Well, it's a personal, subjective thing, right? So, like, for me, like I said, I only have those four films. So, for me, this movie puts me through the entire emotional spectrum. It is beautiful in a sense of, like, you know, interpersonal relationships. The animation just makes me melt every single time. Everything looks like a painting. Like I said, the music is great. But then, by the time you get to the end, you are clutching your seat because it is that romantic. When I went to Tokyo, remember when I was talking to you guys from Tokyo? Mm-hmm. I went and visited the iconic steps from that movie because I had to just feel what that movie felt like. And I kind of teared up. That's how much that movie means
to me.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
And I wasn't the only one there either.
All right. Well, yeah. What a list. Do you have more? This is a very, very full of love list so far.
I have one more, and okay. It's also in theaters. In theaters this weekend. How big of a fan are you guys of Anthony Bourdain?
Oh, huge.
Oh.
Massive.
Dying to see this film. I've heard nothing but great things about this.
Tony, his biopic starring Dominic Sessa, who I haven't seen a lot of since, Holdovers, The Holdovers, which he was great in. He was in Now You See Me 3, but he is absolutely incredible in this movie as Anthony Bourdain. You know, if you're a fan of him, I feel like a lot of people will like this. It's one of the best biopics out there, so go see it. Tony, starring Dominic Sessa. If you like Anthony Bourdain, go check it out.
Wow. Okay.
I will tell you, I have people in my life who were friends with him, and they say, and they've seen this. They saw the previews, and they say he captures him beautifully. It's not exactly him, but it is. And they said, just go see it, and you'll be very glad you did. All right, let's go down the Juju Green list. Rivals of Amziah King. Did we know that beekeeping had mobsters?
Now I do.
Also, The Last House. We're talking about COVID, mobsters, and being stuck in your house with your family for a year and a half. And, that's streaming, not in theaters, right?
It's streaming on Netflix, yes.
Right. Now, one night only. You can only have premarital sex one night per year. Are we in?
Hell no.
That's tough.
No.
And of course, Juju shared one of his favorite of four films from his entire life, Your Name. He actually loved the score so much he went out and bought a piano just so he could learn the score, which says a lot about you. And I want to go see it because I'll learn more about our friend Juju through this movie. Okay. And Tony, if you love Anthony Bourdain and all things Anthony Bourdain, Tony is the biopic. And it comes out this weekend, right?
Yes, comes out this week.
Okay. Mm.
And Juju, I saw Obsession and I threw up. Just wanted you to know. Thank you.
can you tell me which part?
You remember the sandwich? Yeah, let's just put
the
it there.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
It had to be
the sandwich. That's all you need to know.
I like them sliced thin. So, and of course, with Matthew McConaughey coming up on his podcast, check him out. Do a search for Straw Hat Goofy. Juju Green has aliases for some reason. Juju, thank you for coming on with us, and we'll see you next time, okay? Thank you so much.
Yay!
I'll see you next week. We love it when you show up, man. This is awesome.
I will be in New York next week, so I will see you personally.
Get your ass here.
Yo, don't make promises you can't keep now, Juju.
I'll be there. Don't worry.
All right, thanks.
Let's do it.
We can't do the show. Well, I have the wrong microphone.
I truly just look forward to listening to each one of your voices every single day.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now. You!
Soulja Boy Tell. Hey, I got this new damn for y'all called a Soulja Boy. You gotta punch, then crank back three times from left to right. Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that Soulja Boy? That Superman, that. Oh. Now why me crank that soul? 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 Now why me
crack that song.
Now why me
you? Crack that song.
Now why?
Soldier boy been here.
Oh.
Why me lean that? Why me rock?
Superman that.
Oh.
Yeah, why me crack that RoboCop?
Super friend, now why me jock? Jocking on them, hate them, man. When I do that, soldier boy, I lean to the left, then crack that thing now.
You.
I'm jocking on you,
I'm jocking on you.
And if we get the fight, then I'm
f***ing on you.
You catch me at your local party, yes, I crank it every day. Haters get mad, cause I got me some baby, mate.
Soldier boy, I'm in it.
Oh.
Why me crack it, why me roll?
Why me crack that soldier boy, that Superman, that oh.
Now why me
you?
Crack that soldier boy.
Now why me you?
Crack that soldier
boy. Now why me you?
Crack that soldier
boy. Now why me you?
Crank that song.
Now why me you?
Crank that song.
Now what?
Soldier boy, I been it.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me
roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman.
Oh.
Now why me
you?
Crank that song.
Now why me
you? Crank that song.
Now why me
you?
Crank that song.
Now why
me you?
Crank that song.
Now what?
I'm bouncing on my toes.
Why me super soaked?
Yeah.
Oh. I'ma pass to a rap and he gon' crank it up for sure. Haters wanna be me, soldier boy. I'm the man. They be looking at my neck, saying it's doom rubber. Bam, man,
why me do
why
it?
Damn, let it to
let
it. No, you can't do it like me, though. So don't do it like me, folk. I seen you try to do it like me. Man, that damn was ugly.
Soldier boy, I'm in it.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman, that oh.
Now why me
crank that
soldier?
Now why me
you
crank that soldier?
Now why me you
crank that soldier?
Now why me
you crank that soldier?
Now why me
you crank that soldier?
Now what?
Soldier boy, I'm in it.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me
roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman, that oh.
Now why me
you crank that soldier?
Now why me
you crank that song?
Now why
me
you
crank that song?
Now why
me
you
crank that song?
Now what?
I'm too fresh, I'm in it.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me?
Oh.
Why me crank that Roosevelt and super soak that?
Oh.
Super soak that.
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 Oh.
I'm too fresh, now why me
you?
Why me shuffle? Why me
you?
Why me crank that soldier boy? Now Superman.
You.
Superman.
Do it.
Superman.
Do it.
Superman, that
oh.
Now why me
you
crank that song?
Now why
me
you
crank that song?
Now why
me
you
crank that song?
Now why
me
you
crank that song?
Now what?
Soldier boy, I'm in it.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me
roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman, that
oh.
Now why me
you crank that song?
Now why
me
you crank that song?
Now why
me
you
crank that song?
Now why
me
you
crank that song?
Now why
me
you
crank that song?
Now why?
Is now open on Queens Boulevard, just right over the 59th Street Bridge. Shop new and pre-owned BMWs, schedule service, and drive the ultimate driving machine. Learn more at BMWLIC.com.
Help your kid excel in math and love it at Brilliant.org.
We can eradicate food deserts with this technology.
Hey, it's Garrett from Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. That was Jalea Hemmings. She and her husband created Nourish and Bloom Market, an AI-powered grocery store. Scan a QR code to enter, pick up what you need, and walk out. Or, as Jalea puts it,
tap, grab, and go 24/7. We started to get flooded with folks saying, hey, I need you in my city.
It became their mission to develop a store that could open within 3 months, even without any infrastructure.
And just when we were like, how are we going to accomplish this goal? We won the AT&T Small Business Contest Grant. That $50,000 got us over the finish line where we built the first AI-powered grocery shipping container in the country.
For Jalea, it's about building a legacy to show the world that you could solve any problem when you work together.
Having the support of AT&T, the city of Atlanta, is huge. Look at how many people we've been able to help.
Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This hour brought to you by Top Dog Law. Call them for any accident, big or small. Go to topdoglaw.com. That's topdoglaw.com.
Duncan Traffic.
9A is still closed in Briarcliff Manor. It's been like this since the overnight. It's a crash investigation. 9A closed north and south on Pleasantville Road into Route 100 for Sawmill River Road. Heading for the Northern State eastbound, there's road work. The left lane is closed into South Oyster Bay Road. And over on the LIE westbound, we're seeing delays into the Queens Line. Then again, towards Woodhaven Boulevard. The delays on the southbound Cross Island into Northern Boulevard because of an earlier crash. And into Kennedy Airport, JFK Expressway southbound by South Cargo Road. The right lane closed with construction, about a 15-minute delay. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you. With Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Bernie Viter with Total Traffic on Z100.
New York City weather.
We got a beautiful start to the weekend. Sunny, high 86 this afternoon. Overnight low tonight, 68. Tomorrow's going to be gorgeous. Sunny, low humidity, high 82. And then Sunday, some sun and clouds. Could see some thunderstorms in the mix in the afternoon. Highs around 80. It's 76 now at Z100.
This report is sponsored by Taco Bell.
Still sleeping on that old bed? Mattress Firm sleep experts can help you choose the perfect upgrade. They'll guide you every step, answering your questions. Shop today and save big during the best sale of the year. They make sleep easy.
Oh, it's my escape.
You're so funny.
Got me feeling this way.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up like
Elvis Duran
junkies, so we love it.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Elvis Duran, the
Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Danielle, it's all up to you. What's this one all about?
Well, Carlina wanted to play a phone tap on her mom, Marianne, because Marianne was called to jury duty. She missed the day and was worried she was going to get arrested, so she actually showed up the next day after she was supposed to be there. So she wanted me to call and tell her mom, oh, we have no record of you being here.
Let's make mommy upset. Here's today's phone tap.
Hello?
Marianne?
Yes,
hi. Yes, hi. This is Melissa Stovey from the Mineola Court System.
Yes.
You were supposed to make an appearance for jury duty?
I was there.
Not according to our records.
Oh, yes. Oh, sure I was. Definitely. In fact, I was supposed to go down on a Wednesday, and I got the numbers mixed up. And I spoke to the girl with the blonde hair, and she says, that's all right, come in tomorrow.
Unfortunately, we have no record that you were here.
Well, I was there, hon. I really was.
As far as I'm concerned, you actually weren't here, because I don't have the paperwork.
Well, she made a mistake, but I was there. In fact, I gave blood that day.
I mean, you show up on the wrong day, and there's nothing I can really do about that.
But she says, that's okay. She says, come in Thursday, and that's what I did.
I mean, you say she, blonde. There are tons of blondes that work in the court system, so, I mean, when you say the blonde girl, that doesn't really help me.
Well, she was a lady. She wasn't a girl.
All
she
right.
was a lady.
Well, the problem is now there's a warrant out for your arrest, a bench warrant.
Oh, God, I don't believe it. I was there. Oh, Lord.
According to our paperwork, you were not there.
I was. And I know the lights went out. You could ask somebody there. The 28th, the lights went out in half the building.
All right. Well, this is the kind of stuff we hear all the time from people
that
skip court.
Believe me. I called purposely the next day. I called.
I have no record of you calling, so in my eyes, you weren't here, and now we have a warrant out for your arrest.
You could have a warrant out, but that, I have proof I was there.
I mean, you have to understand, everybody has to serve jury duty.
Yes,
it's part.
Yes, I know. I was there, though. That's the thing. I was there.
I mean, to skip out and not show up is a little rude.
Oh, well, I think you're being rude because I was there.
You know, you older people seem to forget things sometimes.
I'm 57 years old. I'm not senile. I do work. I am a voter and everything else. I am a good citizen. That's why I appeared.
It doesn't seem like you are. I'm trying to be very patient with you.
I'm trying to be patient with you because the way it sounds now that I'm not going to get paid either because I didn't get paid for my job.
Well, if you showed up, you would have gotten paid.
I did. She marked it down.
All right. Now, I understand old people have memory issues, so we need, you know.
Who are you talking to?
You have to realize that you're going to have to pay a fine.
Oh, no.
So you're not going to get paid on top of paying a fine.
What?
And the fine is $1,000.
Oh, no, I'm not paying it.
It's $1,000 for not showing up for jury duty.
I was there.
You were not there.
I was there. Don't tell me. I wasn't at my job.
Just because you don't want to go to work doesn't mean you were at jury duty.
Don't you dare imply that. Don't you dare imply that.
You know, I just don't.
I want you to verify that woman. I don't know her name, but you have a roster. People that worked. And I was supposed to appear the 27th. And I got the numbers mixed up because I told the girl when I called.
This is the consequence for skipping jury duty, Miss Lazy.
I did not skip jury duty. I was there.
You were not here. There's no records of you being here. Did you go shopping that day?
No,
is that what you did?
I didn't even leave the courthouse.
I mean, these are very original excuses, I'll give you that, but
I didn't even leave the court. I went out to have a cigarette. I was there before 8 o'clock.
Hey, you know smoking is bad for your health.
I was there before 8 o'clock. I was there 7:30, even a quarter left. I was the first one in the parking lot and waited.
Do you want to pay this in cash, check, or money order?
No, I don't.
It's only $1,000, Miss Sully.
What the hell do you think I'm made of? Money?
Maybe. I mean, you have time to skip out on work and jury duty.
No. No.
I'm not arguing whether or not you were there. I know you weren't there.
Oh, mother of God, give me strength.
All right, so here's the address where you can send the check.
I'm not sending no check. I'm not. I can't afford it, and I don't have to because I was there. I'm not even writing it down.
Hey, Marianne, you've just been phone tapped by your daughter, Carlina.
Oh, boy, you got me going, damn it. I'm a good citizen. I went to jury. When she gets home, I'm going to kill her.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Yo. I'm gonna play hooky. Goodbye.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Heard you good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is A-something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Good white wine. I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah, okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we can do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I can get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say.
Challenge, let's explore your talent. Hey boy, I really wanna I had a dream. We were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye. You were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know.
Just a chance to win your heart. You could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to. It's true, there's nothing.
hold your hand and call you mine. I'm trying to be your man till the end of time. Oh, I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. I would run through a fire just to be by your side. If your heart's on the line, you could take mine. It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. I would swim across the sea just to show you. Sacrifice.
Other than what we've been doing for the past 4 hours. DJ Cream's going to mix us out. Check him out at DJ Cream NYC on Instagram. Till next time, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
I'm afraid of
knew that was the end of it all. I should have stayed.
Music station.
C100.